You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hello, my beauteous Gorginas at home. Yes. We're back in the studio, finally. This is season 9, episode 1 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, back with our favorite Hollywood royalty family. I'm your host, Danica Kennedy, and joining me is...
I'm Jason Eichler.
And our newbies...
Woo! I'm Francesca Dugan.
And I'm Stefan Wallace.
Glad to have you guys on and joining us. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, ready.
So this episode was pretty deep. It was a kind of a tearjerker. I didn't actually start crying, but I felt really sad for most of it.
You wanted to wait to the end of the day so you didn't eat
makeup.
Exactly.
Make up,
yeah. But it's all the things we wanted Kardashians to discuss that they didn't discuss last season.
Sure.
Like, yes. We want to go there with Kris and Bruce. We want to go there with Khloé and Lamar. Even Kendall and Kylie, because we talked about that. Like, this is all affecting them.
And we're seeing... how they're a real family, too. Mm-hmm. Like, usually we see them, you know, flying across the world with their fabulous clothes and shoes. And in this episode, we're talking about Kris and Bruce's divorce. Yeah. And Khloé and Lamar are going to get a divorce. And it's just the family's falling apart, basically. But they're still holding on together pretty strong, I think. They still have, like, their family values, it seems like. But in this episode, there are so many...
Their values are a little effed up, though.
It was... Yeah, exactly.
For real.
They're effed up values.
I know.
Let's all flip off the paparazzi together.
Okay, so Bruce and Kris, what do you guys think about that? Because I feel like it's very messed up.
I felt like they really staged it for the show. I don't
know
if I'm the only one that felt that way.
But I think a lot of times they do reenact things that happen for the show.
Sure,
and I'm assuming that's probably how it sort of did happen. Like,
probably.
Bruce just extended his lease and then they decided to live apart.
Yeah. I feel like it's been a long time coming, that whole separation. Kris has always been a rolling stone, in my opinion. You know, I don't think it's come out yet enough, and it will now.
I always have felt bad for Bruce that he can't get a corner or a cabinet in his own house. Like, this is an Olympic athlete that, you know, he's old, he's retired, and he has all this money, and he can't have his own little area in the backyard to play golf. He can't have his corner of the garage anymore. He moves out temporarily, and it gets taken
neutered.
Over.
He's a neutered male in his own house.
I'm like Team Kris all the way and not Team Bruce, but for this, I'm definitely Team Bruce because... poor guy can't have space in his own house, and I wouldn't go and talk to Kris about keeping the beach house. I would just do it, too, because she's just going to say no, and then he's going to be in the same position.
Right. See, but like, I feel space, like I'm kind of with, like, Kendall and Kylie when they're like, are you getting divorced or not? Because it's like, shit or get off the pot. You can't just be
in
friends
between.
And living in separate things and still be husband and wife. That's not how it works. If you're married, marriage is tough. Suck it up. Move back in, work it out, or break it off.
Yeah, I just thought the whole thing was really awkward. Mm-hmm. It's just really awkward. But, like, I thought back to the episode where they wanted to put, like, what was it, like a golf thing in the backyard or something like that?
Yeah, putting green.
Yeah, putting green. And, like, Kris just totally just was like, no. So I feel bad for him. And I kind of liked how Kylie was like, no, I get you, Dad, when Kendall was really upset. But Kylie was like, no, I understand. It's kind of true. You kind of get a little...
pushed around.
Yeah.
But I think that's something they have to work out. I don't think the best way to go about that is like, oh, we just won't spend time together. Because that doesn't solve any problems.
True.
Like, they need to work the problems out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I don't know. I feel like Bruce is living at this beach house is the greatest thing for him. I mean, he can now secretly have little Asian strippers or whatever he does and we don't see him. And, and just live his life. He's always been wanting to live his life.
Wears hair in a ponytail.
Wears it.
Okay.
He's living free.
Do we think Bruce is going, not a midlife crisis, because he's pretty old, like a three-quarter life crisis, because he's trying to do his hair like his son's.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking, when he had that ponytail in, I was thinking, I like ponytails on guys, but hot younger guys. Right. If Brody had a ponytail, that'd with his be tattoos,
hot. Or like
be
Brandon's
hot.
Ponytail is hot.
Yeah,
not but his. Not on your father. You don't want it on your father.
But his hair, I was thinking about this. Like, yeah. I want him to cut it off. It bothers me a lot. But it's almost like a Donald Trump, like, piece of him now. Yeah, where yeah. Like, that's his hair, the mushroom hair.
He and can't get rid of it.
Well, it's the only thing on him that's real.
Oh,
yeah. So he's got to stick with that.
No. Is it, though? Because right here in the front part, there's that's like, true. There it's might really be a little, weird. I don't know.
Something sewn in there.
Yeah,
speaking of his face changing, did you guys notice his nose? There was something, like his nose was really
peeling
not?
Or red. Yeah, or
yeah there's rosacea. Always something weird going something. On with his nose. Peeled off or
well, I
kinda spotted.
Well, I kind of do feel bad for him because he had plastic surgery before it was good.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, if he would have had it now, he would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him because now he's just always on those lists of, like, worst plastic uh-huh. surgery ever right, and right. has to deal with that now.
I like but when you I... said plastic surgery before was good. You know what I mean? It's like plastic
true.
Surgery now.
Yeah, they know what they're doing now. It's a lot better.
I can't wait for plastic surgery
I know.
In the future.
Give me some Botox. But I do feel like he... I don't agree with anything that he's doing because I think he's acting like a kid.
Sure.
You're a married man. You have to deal with things like that. Like, you don't just buy a house and move away because you don't get your own way.
I think dealing with Chris probably is intimidating. Maybe not intimidating, but kind of hard. Just, like, you know, she kind of does run the show, so.
But I don't think that's ever changed either. Like, I'm probably. Sure she's always been that crazy.
Yeah.
I think that it was all staged. I felt like this whole scene, like, the scene with the houses and stuff, I felt like it was very staged, and I feel like they probably knew that they were going to get divorced and their relationship was crumbling.
Yeah.
And it was... They didn't want the media to know. They wanted their kids to be fine and stuff. And so they, like, had him move out for a little bit. And they sure. kind of, like, came yeah. up with a story that makes perfect sense.
You know, last season when she was interacting with Babyface a lot and taking all those meetings, I was like, it's so obvious that Chris steps out on Bruce. To me, that's the way I felt. So I feel like right now it's just the manifestation of all that. They're trying to
do you think
smooth
she'd,
it over.
You think she cheats on him?
I do, personally.
I
think
wouldn't
she,
be surprised.
I think she has. I think she has. I don't think she just continuously goes
time.
Out, but
I just don't
I think
know when
happened.
She would have time to.
Yeah, she's so
yeah, she's
busy.
Like she's managing
Momager.
Like six yeah. huge stars' career. But
yeah, but you remember those meetings with Babyface? She was taking them at night, you know, at 10 o'clock at night. Whenever he paged her or text her page, I'm like in the 1980s. But you know, text her whatever, she'd jump up and go. So she could do whatever she wants, and she runs the show. All the time.
Yeah.
They had the big family gatherings, though, to discuss.
That's cute. That's cute, though.
I like that. But I love how Chloe was talking about how she might not be blood related when
that
Kendall
was
like,
she
oh,
just
we
threw
won't
it in.
Be sisters anymore. And then she just, like, casually threw it in. Like,
yeah.
Oh, we're all blood. Well, maybe not me. But and it's like, ooh, Chris.
I know. Yeah.
She didn't even, like, argue it. She kind of chuckled and was like, ha. Oh.
She's like, let's not go there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do
funny.
Like that the family is so vocal to them. And I'm completely with Chloe on this, too, because she's like, I told you before you moved out, it's not going to solve anything.
Right.
And all they did was extend their problems. And I feel really bad for Kendall and Kylie through the whole thing because they
definitely.
Aren't getting a normal childhood.
Mm-mm. Well, they never were. I mean, they're growing up in the spotlight. They're growing up in the media. But Kendall's taking it really, really hard.
Yeah,
though.
I was going to say that's why I was asking you guys. I couldn't remember who was younger because she is taking it really, really hard. And that's, you know, it's just sad because you could tell she just has a lot of anger and she doesn't know how to deal with it.
Well, she's always been the one that kind of, you know, goes off and hides and, like, excludes herself and gets upset more easily.
Yeah.
And so she kind of is, like, the baby in emotionally, but not age-wise. But, yeah, I think that she's the most torn up, even though she was the one that was like, why don't you guys get a divorce? She was the one that just straight up said it. Like, if you guys want to be friends, why are you married? What's wrong with you? And she has a point. Like, why would you just be married to someone that you're not attracted to anymore and have issues with?
The 18-year-old is counseling.
And if, if they're like, we're going to stay together, then stay together for the kids and give them a normal childhood. Don't be like, oh, daddy lives here, mommy lives here, but we're still married.
Well, I mean, with Kylie being 18... Kendall's, what, 16, about to be 17. They're almost about out of the house. Mm-hmm. You know, they already bought Kendall a house.
They have cars. They're out.
They got
out
all their,
now.
You know. So by the time Kylie's, give them another year, go ahead and move on. Everybody
will
be fine.
Divorce is probably the hardest when you're in high school, though, and especially if you're in the public eye.
Sure.
But, I mean, Kendall's dating Harry Styles from One Direction, and then Kylie's dating Jaden Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like they're busy doing their own things, like modeling and acting and doing other things with their lives that hopefully they are distracted from the divorce and stuff.
They're little brands of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Little brands of their own. Kendall is.
I hope they get their. I'm sure they will get their own spinoff soon.
I think they should. All the promo stuff I noticed for this new season, season 9 of The Kardashians, I don't know if you guys noticed this on Instagram and stuff, but it's all the women. It's Chris, the three girls, and then the two younger girls. There's no Bruce, no Lamar, no Rob. Rob, whose last name is Kardashian.
Yeah, I think that got played out last season, though. Like, it was I like the Jenners, but it was a little too much Brandon and Brody and Rob's way.
I agree.
We get it. I want to see the girls and their stuff more.
Yeah. I kind of like that they have, like, all the girls, like, girl power, like, in the pictures and stuff. I mean, there's so much changing and evolving in this family anyways.
Yeah. They tried with Brandon and Brody. We're just not interested in them, though, huh?
I was actually just rewatching The Hills, too.
I was just about to say.
And Brody, like, was so cool then, and now I feel like he's just a deadbeat.
Right.
But I feel like that's most of the people from The Hills.
Yeah.
Actually, Elsie.
Yeah,
Elsie's,
leave Lauren alone.
Elsie's fabulous. Elsie, I want your hair. Okay.
Don't we all?
Should we start talking about Chloe and Lamar, speaking about divorce?
Yeah, let's get into the crack tales.
This is
crazy because it's... I like that she is addressing it on the show, but she's doing it... You have to give her props because she's doing it in a way that doesn't, like, tarnish Lamar's image.
Sure.
Because he's already tarnished it himself.
Right.
And I feel like she's... The way she's handling it on the show, because there's a lot they could cover that they're not...
Right.
And so she's still being open in her personal life, but she's not, like, completely throwing him under the bus, which is what I would have done if my husband started doing crack and cheating on me. But she's being very nice about it.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry.
No. I talked to the Clippers trainer, the Los Angeles Clippers trainer, and he was saying that Lamar has always been that type of dude. So... I feel like Chloe came into this relationship, and I know it's been beautiful on TV, but off screen, Lamar has always been kind of shady, kind of had a lot of different women in different cities, you know? And I don't know. I think now it's just...
A lot of those guys probably do.
Now it's just coming out.
Well, yeah. They're
athletes. Well, probably when... I mean, he's been a successful basketball player when they got in the relationship.
Yep.
So she probably wouldn't question anything.
Right.
If he's always gone on trips and he can't answer his phone when he's on
the road,
he's in practice. So that's probably not anything new to her. And then when all these, because I think when a lot of the allegations came out at first, she didn't believe it.
Right.
And then you read stuff where she like walked in on him with other girls and you just feel so bad for her because she gives up everything for him. And I don't think he's really sacrificed anything for her.
Yeah, she's such a good person,
She's sweet.
That's what I was going to say. When Kim was talking with, was it Courtney? She was just saying this is the first time she really feels that she's really, like, loved somebody. And you could see that just from all the other episodes in the past, the stuff that Chloe would do for him, like photo shoots and whatever, just how she would talk to him. Like,
so in love with him.
Yeah. And it must be so devastating because when you are in love with someone, you just think of them as this, like, amazing person.
Uh-huh.
You know, they can't do any wrong. But now, like, again, they're in the spotlight.
But even, like, look at how... I mean, I think she still loves him. She can't be in love with him.
Yeah.
But the way that she's like, I have to save his life before I can even think about getting a divorce or any of that stuff. And I think that's so commendable.
It's so selfless. Yeah, it's nice.
And with him, I think the absence of basketball has just caused him to spiral. And it's devastating to have happen in our faces in the media like that. It doesn't necessarily happen that way for other people.
But I kind of... feel like maybe this scenario is better for Chloe because I don't think a lot of it would have came out if it wasn't for the media.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, usually when people want to go through a divorce or when people are thinking about getting a divorce, they're not very public about it. Like, they don't really tell their friends and family their problems because they don't want to admit that their relationship is flawed.
Yeah.
So if she's this upset in front of her friends and family and stuff, you know how upset she has to be in real life. I just feel really bad for her.
Yeah, I guess it's true because
like such a good person.
Like, Courtney always is talking about Scott when they're fighting, and you never hear Chloe. I don't think we've ever heard Chloe be like, oh, Lamar and I are in a fight.
Right.
No, she's very private about that stuff. And it's so sad because she wants to help him out. Like, I need to get him help and help him through it. But you can only try to do that so much until you have to help yourself and put yourself first. And I think she realizes that in this episode. But he just seems sketchy anyways. Like, what was the whole phone thing about how he has prepaid phones?
Yeah. For an hour.
For an hour and gets rid of them. To me, that sounds like super drug lordy.
Yep.
Breaking Bad. Like, I don't want to be caught, so I need all these prepaid phones. What did you guys think about that?
I agree. I think it seems like he has a lot to hide.
Yep.
And a lot that can get out, but he still wants to do the bad things. So this is his way of, like, I got this girl on this phone, this drug dealer on this phone, this, you know what I mean?
It's almost like a paranoia, too. Like, I mean, if he's doing drugs and stuff, he could be just
which,
a little,
this
like,
is all alleged, people.
Speculation.
Not facts.
Speculation.
I would never let my boyfriend or husband have prepaid phones that he uses just for an hour.
I don't even know they made prepaid phones. That's so shady.
That is so shady.
But that just goes to show how much she's been putting up with.
Yeah.
She's put up with a ton of stuff that we don't even know about.
Oh,
yeah. You know, it's not even scratching the surface yet.
It's sad, too, because this keeps happening with all these couples. Like, the newlyweds, Jessica Simpson, whenever they, like, amp up the couple to be fabulous, you know? Chloe and Lamar, Unbreakable. They have perfumes, clothes.
I know,
they
and I need to buy some of that
tattoos.
Before it sells out.
I know, right? Before they no longer
good.
Make it.
I know, it smells so good.
No, but, I know, when they first got together, everyone was like, oh, how long is this going to last? And but then I was just like, really, I was really rooting for them because she just seems so in love. They just seem so genuine and real. But I think, you know, being in the media and especially as much attention as the Kardashians get so much attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, you're saying Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey, like, they're not together anymore.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of reality shows.
But I feel like,
too,
a lot of times celebrity breakups, you're like, you just broke up because it was convenient. You didn't put any work into it. Like,
right.
For this, you feel so bad for Khloé because she's given it her all.
Oh, yeah. She worked her ass off. She did the best she could.
Well, I guess we don't have to listen to her baby voice anymore.
That's true. We got one bonus.
One perk.
Lamb.
It's sad, though, that she is so embarrassed to go out into the public, and she doesn't want to see anyone because all of this going on. And she didn't do anything wrong. She's not the one that did any of the cheating or the drugs.
Khloé's the strong one, and she's always the one that's got it all together and is honest. And I don't think she likes being vulnerable in front of people. And I think that's the thing. Like, if she goes out, like, she has to admit she's hurting or that things aren't okay, even though she didn't do anything wrong. Like, to show that side is probably hard for her.
Yeah, even just when the paparazzi was right outside Dash, she was like, they're, you know, bleeping a-holes, you know?
Yeah.
Just like,
I don't think anyone thinks that she did any wrong, though.
No.
Yeah, I thought that was weird when she said, I don't like how I'm affiliated. But I was like, but, you know,
you're the
his
victim,
wife,
though. Like,
but
you're
not
the one doing it.
But I think it even goes back to Kim and Chris Humphries and the way they split up. Khloé was very supportive of Kim, but also very vocal that you were only married for this short amount of time. And I think, like, Khloé really respects marriage and wasn't a type of person that just would throw it away for anything.
Who would have known that Courtney and Scott would be that long,
hard-lasting
relationship?
That
maybe
is
that's
so
the key.
Weird.
Don't get married.
Don't get married. Just have kids, fight, live together, make a lot of money.
Break up, get a drinking problem,
get back together.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what Bruce was using as his example. He said, look at Courtney and
Scott.
Which I was like,
Bruce
has called out Courtney and Scott so many times. Right. Like, you cannot even.
And then he tried to come back and use them as, like, the basis of his argument. I'm like, what? But anyway, he's learning from his kids, I guess. I don't know.
Do you think they're going to keep dragging on this kind of Lamar plot until the end of the season, almost like dragging on the divorce and the pain? Or do you think
I think
kind
maybe
of
they'll touch
like
on
it
a couple times and then
out.
They'll say she's getting a divorce.
Yeah,
I don't think she's gonna let him do anything more personal.
Yeah,
I think she should get a divorce. She is looking hot on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, she
Well, she filed the papers.
Right,
so.
Oh, she did.
She looks amazing. So, girl needs to get out there and work it because she looks fabulous.
She does.
She needs a better man.
I think
treat her right.
I think that's everything.
Yeah, let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Do you guys have any juicy news or gossip?
We just need to talk about Kendall and Harry Styles.
Yes.
Concert they were? I can't remember the name of it now because it's been a long day. But they were just pictured at a concert and his arms wrapped around her.
Really?
But he has refused, which I think is smart to be on the Kardashians.
I think that's smart too.
Yeah.
He's a musician.
Yeah.
He has a big career ahead of him and one he's working on. So I don't blame him. I heard that Kylie and Jaden Smith were partying with some friends at the Beverly Hilton or some big hotel in Beverly Hills, and they got caught. being out late past their curfew. Because she's still, how old is she? I always mess up the age, Emma, and you guys are going to tell us on YouTube. 16.
Who didn't stay out past their curfew when they were 16?
I know.
What's a curfew?
Yeah.
I just love that they can get hotel rooms at that age. I couldn't afford a popsicle.
I mean, they have, well, their last names. Both of them are pretty big, so they can do whatever they want.
Do whatever they want. They can run this town.
Unlimited credit.
Do you guys have any more news and gossip, or should we get into some predictions?
Predictions.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So this episode was very sad because there's a lot of divorce talk, but the preview for next week shows Scott doing karate, which looks absolutely hilarious. Yeah, so I'm hoping that next week's episode is one of the funny, pranking, crazy Kardashian episodes that I love. But I think that there's going to be a lot of changes in the family this new season. Absolutely. I'm excited about the new season. We had a little break, but the family's been changing a lot. Yeah. You know, Bruce has a ponytail. Kim's blonde now. She had a baby.
So there's two divorces going on, two houses.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I can't wait to see what Kim and Kanye's house is going to look like.
Oh, 70-foot pool? Like,
can I house it, please?
Amazing.
I'm interested to see if they cover, because both of Scott's parents passed away, like, recently, and I'm wondering if they're going to cover that on the show, because that's going to be
his parents have been on the show, too.
Yeah,
so.
They both have. So I don't know how that's going to work. We just had a boom in the studio. We're not sure what happened.
It's all my fault. It's okay. I didn't know his parents passed away. That's news to me.
They passed away right by each other, I think his mom died, and then his dad died, like, right after something like that.
I
can't
imagine that
after.
They were really old, so what happened?
They haven't really released
They didn't say why.
Anything.
Oh, that's so sad.
So it's probably not going to be on the show, then, because he's pretty private. He's
I think they'll touch
that.
On it.
You
I don't
think so?
I don't think Kris Jenner will let them get away without it. But
Kris Jenner.
Yeah,
I didn't see anything about the cause of deaths or anything about how they died, but I saw pictures of them going out for the funeral on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. So
I missed that.
It's really sad.
Do you guys have any predictions?
I predict that Kylie will actually say more than three words.
There you go.
Such episode. A good prediction.
I just think next show looks pretty funny, so I'm looking forward to some laughs, not such serious stuff.
Me too. Yeah. Gotta have some fun with the Kardashians next time. Well, thank you for tuning in to our show. Where can they find you guys?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jason Eichler.
I'm Twitter, Instagram at XOXO Cheska, C-E-S-C-A.
You can find me on Instagram. My name is Stephane, Stephane. Nobody spells it that way.
You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Danica Kennedy. Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Sorry, guys, if that was awkward for me.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here, and be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.